Hello again, everybody. It's the Common Sense American coming at you for another week. And I would like to start by saying it looks like the Democrats are completely falling apart. They can't even do a simple primary, can't even count votes. I don't know what the problem is, but it's indicative of the way that entire party is going, which is down the tubes, it would appear. They can't do the simplest things, and above all else, they don't have a clear-cut leader or winner at this point. There's really no knowing who's going to get the Democratic nomination. For a while, I think we all believed the default would be Biden, but he has been slipping badly in the polls, as has Elizabeth Warren. Sanders is making a bit of a surge, and now we're seeing Bloomberg making a sudden surge. And my father actually believes that Bloomberg has a good shot at landing the nomination simply because he could buy it. And Trump himself has even said, you know, Bloomberg bought his way into this and he could just continue to buy his way in. And I'm of the belief that Democrats are so childish that they might actually just give him the nomination to prove that they're not anti-Semitic. Over the past few years, the accusations of anti-Jew have been flung at the Democrats, and in many cases, rightly so. And this is their opportunity to say, oh, no, really, we're not anti-Semitic at all. We love Jewish people here. We'll give them the nomination because of that. And if you think that they're not above doing that just for that reason, you're insane. Identity politics has taken hold of that entire party, as evidenced by the appointments of people like Ilhan Omar and to some extent, AOC. And let's not forget Pete Buttigieg, who, yes, we know he's gay, and for many, a shocking number of Democrats and liberals, that's more than enough to give him the nomination. He's gay, he's oppressed, or, yeah, right, whatever. That's enough to get him the nomination. We're not doing ability or message anymore, right? But all that aside, let's put that on the back burner for a bit, because we're going to come back to that, I think, maybe next week when things get a little more heated. But one thing I have noticed, and I noticed this just because I tend to be observant, I tend to be a bit of a wordsmith, I tend to notice things. For example, what drives me nuts now is that when I was growing up, and people would always say, they would begin their sentences with, I think this, I think that. That was sort of a standard filler of how you began a sentence. That has morphed in the past few years to I feel. Everyone's starting with I feel. Now, you might not see that as a as a huge difference. It's not relatively giant, I guess. However, if you really look at the meaning of those two words and how we're using them to begin our sentences, it's not just filler to me. That is a sign that we are becoming more emotion-driven and less about using our brains. Now we don't even care what we think. Now we don't care how what our brains are telling us. It's what we feel. Anything that we feel is the right thing to do and say. Obviously, that doesn't apply to everybody who uses the term I feel. It has become, as was the case with I think, it has become just a, you know, more of a filler, something to say before you say something. But I'm telling you, it has connotations. It does mean something. And it bothers me. So in this case, when I started thinking about other things, for example, nationalism, and how Democrats have been confusing that with imperialism. And one of the reasons why nationalism has gotten such a bad rap over the past 5-10 years is because the assumption is that if you are a nationalist, you're also an imperialist. When we started confusing those two terms, or rather when Democrats started confusing those two words, things started to go south. Now, imperialism is not nationalism. Supporting your country has nothing to do with imperialism. I suppose it's a gateway. One could lead to the other, but that's not, they're hardly one and the same. To believe, imperialism, the idea that we should either conquer other countries or abuse other countries for our own progress and benefit, the belief that America is always number one and superior to all others and everything. I certainly don't believe that. Nobody I know believes that, even if they do vote Trump or even if they are Republican or conservative. We know that there are serious issues within this country right now. We're well aware of it. We're not ignoring it. And to ignore it, you'd have to be completely naive. We are falling off the charts in various important categories, such as education, such as infrastructure. Our immigration is a mess. Our healthcare is a mess. In many ways, this country is a mess. And in many ways, we have to say, you know, yeah, we have some issues that we need to fix. In no way do we believe that, you know, we're the best ever or whatever. We have the capacity to be. We have the capacity and the ability to be the best ever once again. But we have to fix a lot of wrongs. And that would require going back on a lot of Democrat and leftist ideologies and policies. But that leads me to this. At this point, it appears that the word patriot, or to be a patriot, implies that you are a lesser individual, that you are a bad person somehow. Now, why is that? How did that happen? How do we actually reach the point where being pro your own country suddenly makes you less of a citizen, or in some cases, extreme cases, actually an enemy of the country? I don't know how that happened. But let's take a look at Trump derangement syndrome, which absolutely exists. I did a podcast on that some time ago. It's very real and very scary because it's not only hating your own leader. It's not just that. There are many cases in human history where the citizens have loathed their leader for a variety of reasons, and sometimes very good reasons. The crazy czars in Russia, to the despots that reigned over Europe for a time, to Mussolini in Italy. I mean, there are many times where we, humanity made the mistake of putting some very, very dangerous and loony people in charge, and these citizens were right to hate, or secretly hate, because they weren't allowed to hate publicly, to hate that leader. However, what's scary about this is that there is no cause for it. None. You have people literally foaming at the mouth over Donald Trump and completely unable to give you any reason, any logical, rational reason why. They can't give you any statistics. They can't give you any facts. They can't give you any evidence. And yet they still hate him. They want him dead. And for no reason other than the fact that, I guess, the media has completely brainwashed him to the point where they really do believe he is a monster and a villain. And the media have been experts at being able to spread that message, again, with zero facts and zero evidence. It's mind-boggling, and it's scary. The same thing is happening with the nationalist and patriot words. The word patriot is now really a dirty word amongst leftists, right? It sort of means that it's not just that, oh, you support your country. They're believing that they support their country too, just in a different way, which I don't believe, and I don't think they have any clue what it means to support their own country. But what they believe is that when we say we support our country, they also make the assumption that that means we support the attacking of other countries. That means we support all the things they hate. The assumptions start rolling in. Patriots are bad because A, they're probably white. B, they're probably racist. C, they're probably against everything we stand for, right? They're probably pro-life. They're probably, pro-military. They're probably pro-Second Amendment. They're probably pro-religion, specifically Christianity or maybe Catholicism or whatever, but the freedom of religion is certainly there, and going to church might just be a thing. I don't even know if any Democrats go to church anymore, but they're going to make these assumptions. Now, because we have already made the jump to associate all those things with a lesser individual, a lesser citizen, somebody who is not as smart, somebody who is not as educated, who is more of a backwards, Neanderthal, some hick who doesn't understand the way things are or should be, that means patriot has negative connotations now as well. You are seen as a bad person. If you self-identify as a patriot, you are going to get called all kinds of bad names online, and they're going to make the assumptions in a split second, right? How did this happen? It is a subset of TDS. It is a subset of hating your leader. Now, you're not only, if you like your president or you like your country, you're actually seen as a bad person. That is a very dangerous step to take. It is one thing to question your leader or question the country and a lot of things that are happening. And we all should, and that's the role of an involved citizen. They absolutely should. That's one thing. It's quite another to essentially spread the message that if you are in support of either of those things for whatever reason, they don't even care what your reason is. If you are supporting your country and your leader at this point, you need to be silenced. You need to be re-educated. They want to throw you in a re-education camp because something's wrong. What's wrong? How is patriotism wrong? How is nationalism wrong? Patriotism is simply standing up for your country and being proud of it and working to make it better. That's really what patriotism is, and being on the lookout for things that could hurt your country. As far as I can tell, Democrats are only on the lookout for things that will hurt this country, and they will support them. Completely unchecked illegal immigration being one of them, among many. But if you are a patriot, you're a bad person. You like all the things that you're not supposed to like. And worst of all, you like the current president, and you think that certain things should remain the same. For example, the Constitution. Well, they want to rewrite that. Makes you a bad person. Patriotism, to say, well, I support our military, I support the people who give, you know, make the ultimate sacrifice, and people who risk their lives every single day. Even that is bad. And we could argue that this began not just with Trump, but it sort of began with the Vietnam War. We had, obviously, the well-documented stories of, you know, war protesters spitting on our veterans when they came home. It's one thing to be against the Vietnam War. I, for one, believe that's not a war we should have been in. I agree with that. However, it is hardly the fault of the people who were drafted and sent over there. Spitting on them is not only completely disgusting and wrong, it's illogical. It doesn't even make any sense. It's nothing to do with it. It wasn't their fault they were sent over there. It wasn't their, and they still managed to, you know, fight for our country and survive and come home. And very often with a lot of problems, mental, I mean. And this is how you treat them? And this is how you treat them now? They'll still do it now. That's part of patriotism. That's part of it. But they don't like that. They don't like what you're doing. They don't like you supporting the Second Amendment. Me, I have some questions about it a little bit. How far does it go? What constitutes a firearm and blah, 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 and all that. I mean, there's not a lot of questions we can have now because our founding fathers never really thought about nuclear weapons. And yeah, that's a weapon. Or thought about, you know, these crazy, you know, assault weapons that we have now. They never really considered that those things could exist or, you know, had them enter into their minds. If they had existed then, would the Constitution be written the same way? Maybe. I don't know. We don't know that. But again, supporting the Constitution, just saying that makes you a bad and uneducated person. Just saying it. And my question to all Democrats and liberals are, is this. You want to change things. You think things are bad, right? And in a lot of ways, I would agree with you. You think things are bad. You think they're bad because of Trump. And you think they're bad, you know, for whatever reason, you have your belief that this country needs a lot of help. What good does it do to slam the country, to spit on the American flag, to insult and even attack and threaten the president? What good does that do? I don't see how that helps. You are not rebelling against some sort of insane tyrant that lines people up and shoot them for not believing, you know, what he believes. That's not who you're railing against. That's not what's happening here. This isn't the czars of Russia. That is not what's happening. It's not even close. I don't think any of you have any clue what tyranny really is or what it has meant in human history. I don't think you have the first idea. I think you should look it up. The idea that you have a villain or a tyrant in charge, the words that you are flinging around, I think you need to go back in history and find a few of those people and look up what they did, look up what the people had to suffer through, and then take a look around and tell me if you should be using those same words to describe Trump or to describe this country. They're saying their big, you know, calling card now that they're laying down on everything is that democracy is in trouble. Democracy is being threatened. We're a republic, not a democracy, but I guess we have to educate these so-called superior educated people. But beyond that, right, if democracy really is in trouble, your answer is to say, to hell with all of it, we're going to insult and attack and threaten and bash everything on the planet. We're going to destroy basically this country from the inside out and say that we hate it and, you know, bottom line is everything is wrong about it. And the only thing coming out of our mouths is hate and division and pointing fingers and accusations. I don't see how that helps. Patriots stand up for the country and want to help it. They want to get it back on its feet if it's floundering. They want to pinpoint the problems to make it better because they believe in their country. They support their president or their leader because they know he has an extremely difficult job, and it appears that he's doing a lot of the things that we think need to be done. We should get on him if he doesn't. We should call him out if he does not make good on his promises, but he has been. In many ways, he has been. There are things he needs to work on. I know that. I think a lot of people know that. But to say, okay, you didn't deliver on this, or this isn't happening, now I hate you, now we should attack you, that is not the response of an educated, superior person. That's the response of someone who is completely beholden to their own emotion and not using their brains at all. Going right back to I feel as opposed to I think. Patriots, it seems to me, in my definition, and if you look it up in Webster's, it seems that those are the people who are going to help the most because they believe in the cause. They believe in the country. In what way, in what actions do Democrats take that prove they believe in this country? They don't believe in this country. They don't believe in the president. They don't even believe in its people. That is important too. By saying you are against patriotism, you are also saying you are, you know, you're basically against the country and its citizens. And we have ample evidence to show that that really is the case. They have called us stupid 100 times over. They have said flat out that they don't think we should be even allowed to vote, or that voting should be changed, the Electoral College should be changed, how we elect our leaders should be changed, because they don't like that the majority don't vote the way they want them to vote. That was made clear from Trump's election and is being made clear ever since, right? They don't like that. So they're trying to change it to suit their own needs. They're not trying to change it to help the country. They're trying to rebuild the country in their own image. To hell with what you think. You are the uneducated, you know, useless, backwater idiot that needs to be silenced or oppressed. And we're going to ignore what you have to say, and we're going to do it the right way, and to hell with you. They don't believe in this country. They don't believe in its citizens. That is the message that's coming across when you cast negative connotations, when you cast aspersions on words like patriot and nationalism. That's what happens. We are going down that slippery slope now because of what has happened to those words and how they are viewed in just about everything, in media, in movies and everything. I mean, you take a look at it. Look at how we even, what we associate with goodness and badness. I saw a movie on Netflix, which I should really stop doing because it makes me want to throw up. But every once in a while, I try an independent movie, something that I think might be interesting. Really, it's the foreign films that are just outdoing us in every way. But I digress. The movie that I saw, I won't say what it is, but let me just say, they went out of their way to make sure that every single couple ever seen on that screen was a mixed race couple. You know, white or black, Puerto Rican, and whatever. They could not be the same race or ethnicity. It like wasn't allowed. It just couldn't happen. Now, it got me to thinking. If you take some couples and you put them in a room, right, and you have a bunch of mixed race couples, and then you have the couple that's just two white people, right? I will absolutely guarantee you that if you put a Democrat or a liberal in that room, and you have them sketch sort of a psychological profile, maybe, or how they view each couple. Just based on nothing. They haven't even spoken to them. Just walked in there and looked around and said, here, sketch down a few things. I guarantee you that the people who were the only white couple there, the two white people, they would be seen as lesser individuals if you did a psychological profile. And you really analyzed the words of the liberals and Democrats who went in there and looked. I guarantee it. They are seen as lesser people. Why? Well, I don't know. I guess just because they're both white, and they're not open-minded or tolerant enough to date or marry somebody outside their own race. Seriously, this is where we're getting to. This is what these connotations, this is what things mean. This is what I'm talking about. And there's a little bit of psychology here. I admit it. I have a psychology degree. But it's more just about simple observation. I'm sure you see it too. And this is what I'm getting at. If patriotism, patriots, and nationalism, if that is being seen as a bad thing, if we are bad people for embracing that, and on the flip side, you are offering nothing in return but hate, and you are basically turning against the country, turning against its citizens, and saying both are bad, and this is the way we want to do it, that's not doing anybody any good. That's only creating more division, creating more hostility. We're seeing you more as anti-American. You're claiming to be patriots in your own right. That isn't what's happening. That is not what's happening. You are branding people a certain way because you want them to think a certain way, and you want to spread the message that this country, its leader, and most of its citizens need to be quote-unquote fixed or are inherently bad or evil. All of that is wrong, and it's causing a big problem. And that's really my message for today. I think we should all think about it for a little while, think what we could do to make things a little bit better, make it plain that patriotism is not, you know, about what they think it's about, I think. And making it also plain that standing up for your leader and standing up for your country is never a bad thing, unless there are obvious atrocities being committed, and that is not the case here. So, I will leave you with that. Something to think about as we go into next week, and as the more primaries happen, and as things get a little more clear in terms of who's going to be running against Trump. I don't think it matters at this point. I think Trump's a clear winner. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see. So, in the meantime, thank you once again for listening. Please give me one of those great little 5-star reviews on Apple iTunes. They really do help a lot. And feel free to subscribe. There are no ads. This is always free. I do it for fun. And I certainly appreciate your attention. And all I'm doing here is just saying what I think. I'm assuming that's a good thing. At least we still have freedom of speech. At least I can still do this. And I will, so long as I'm allowed. And thanks very much once again. And I'll see you again next week.